Hey, Darren Sargent here, and I want to welcome you to the Darren Sargent Show, the podcast where you get life advice from a single-handed perspective. I'm starting this episode a little bit different because I want to tell you about a brand new resource that just dropped. It's called Marriage Matters. It's a new podcast with my wife and myself, and we are discussing marriage. If you are married, if you are wanting to be married, if you're getting married, this podcast is for you. We are doing a lot of marriage events right now, and people are asking us for resources, and we thought, you know what? Let's just share a little bit of our experience and some of the things that we have maybe gone through in marriage, close to 30 years of marriage now. So check it out. I'll drop the link in the show notes in the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, which I'm glad you are, make sure to subscribe at youtube.com/@DarrenSargentLeadership. I will drop it in the description here at YouTube. Thank you so much for all those that are subscribing, sharing our material, sharing our podcast. We appreciate it, and we're excited about the future. But I'm also very excited about this episode right here. It's called Let's Take a Look. Let's get started. It was the author Dennis Waitley who said, personal development is the belief that you are worth the effort, the time, and the energy needed to develop yourself. I think that's a true statement. For years now, I have studied leadership. In fact, I've got a degree, a master's degree in leadership, and I've tried to look at it from every angle possible. And I am very confident there is so much more I have not yet even discovered. But one thing I have discovered is that there are many people who never truly recognize their potential. They don't recognize they were created for much, much more than where they're currently living or experiencing. I am a firm believer that every individual that's watching this podcast, that's listening today, you have the seeds of success within you. How do I know that? Because God put them there. And all you need to do is you need to cultivate those seeds. You need to water them. You need to feed them. And you will be pleasantly surprised. They will begin to grow. And you will start becoming something that will be fruitful and effective. A lot of people don't ever realize their potential, I'm afraid, and it's bothered me, to be honest. I don't understand that. I've asked myself the question many times. Why do a lot of people fail to grow and fail to reach their potential? I know there's probably a lot of answers to that question, but one thing that I've concluded is that they just don't believe in themselves. They have a low self-esteem. A lot of people don't believe in who they are and who God created them to be. They never see the possibilities that God has put within them. Now, they may possess 100 acres of possibilities, yet never cultivate them because they are convinced, or someone's convinced them, that they won't be able to learn, they can't grow, they can't blossom into something that's amazing and useful. Now, we all know that's a lie. And I wanted to just dig into this. It's maybe a little different than some of the podcasts I've done in the past, but I want to bring this to our attention because I believe all of us were created to make a difference, doing something, investing in someone. And if I'm ever going to add value to somebody else, which is making a difference, I must value myself. I cannot bring lasting impact to other people if I don't have a sense of value in who I am and who God created me to be. If you and I don't recognize that we have genuine, unique value and that we are worth investing in, then we will never put in the time and the effort needed to grow to the potential that we know God wants us to grow into. Self-esteem, I want you to get this. Self-esteem is the single most significant key to a person's behavior and their direction. It's impossible, Zig Ziglar said, to consistently behave in a manner inconsistent with how we see ourselves. He goes on to say we can do very few things in a positive way if we feel negative about who we are. If you believe you are worthless, then you're not going to add value to yourself. If you buy into the lies of someone's opinion of you, then maybe you won't add value to yourself. Here's another point I want to make. Not believing in who you are, a low self-esteem, puts a ceiling on your potential. Imagine with me that you want to do something great in your life that impacts a lot of people. Perhaps you want to have a more impactful business, a more impactful ministry. You want to build something that will last and make a powerful impact in the community. Whatever it is, that desire, no matter how great, that's going to be limited by your leadership. Your leadership ability will put a cap on your potential. Here's the kicker. It's the same thing with your self-esteem. It has the same impact. I am never able to outperform my self-image. I could live my life by being put into the category other people want to put me in. I'm disabled. I have a handicap. Blah, 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 blah. I don't see it that way. That's not my image of myself. What I've discovered, here's something else I've discovered, is that the value we place on ourselves is usually the value others place on us. We allow people's value of us to impact our value. You cannot live your life based on what other people believe about you. I've had people tell me I'm a freak of society, that I'm different than everybody else, and I'm never going to amount to anything because of the way that I was born. I've had people look at me and say, I don't want anything to do with you because of the way that you were born, and I'm not going to get into all the details. Here's the issue. The way I see it, they're the ones with the problem, not me. If you and I become so worried about what others think of us, then if we're not careful, we will allow their perception of us to shape who we are. If the important people in your life expect you to go nowhere, don't let that be what you expect for yourself. Now, there are people that are going to be very positive, and their opinion matters, and their value. If they think you have something, listen to them. God puts those people in your life. But you and I cannot be too concerned about what others might think of us. Life is too short, way too short. I'm recording this on my birthday, okay? Life is way too short for me to worry what so-and-so thinks when I know what God has called me to do and what he has called me to become. You do not have to accept what people say you have to be. Can I say that again? Thank you, I will. You do not have to accept what people say you are or you have to be. If you and I put a small value on ourselves, rest assured the world will not raise the price. If you want to become the person you have the potential to be, you got to believe that you can. Why am I spending time in this podcast talking about self-image and self-esteem? Because I've recognized something. If I don't get this, I'm going to constantly struggle. I'll have to have people prop me up. I'm going to look for people to build me up, prop me up. Now, when you are the person God created you to be, you cannot allow yourself to worry about everybody out there and what they think. You do what God's called you to do. So how do we build our self-image? Well, first of all, I think you got to guard your self-talk. You've got to understand every day you're having a running conversation with yourself. I do. Maybe I'm the only one. Is that conversation encouraging or discouraging? Is it critical or is it positive? If you are positive, you're creating a positive value, a positive self-image. If you're negative, then you're undermining your self-worth. You know, they say by the time you're 17, you have heard the phrase, no, you can't, 150,000 times. But you've heard the phrase, yes, you can, only 5,000 times. That's 30 no's for every yes. If you and I are going to change our life, if you want to change your life, you have to change the way you think about yourself. If you want to change the way you think about yourself, you need to change the way you talk to yourself. Stop comparing yourself to others. We're living in a social media crazy world. Comparing ourselves to others on social media is just a needless distraction. It's not the truth most of the time, and it's just the highlights. The only you that you should compare yourself to is you. Your mission is to become better today than you were yesterday. You do that by focusing on what you can do today to improve and to grow. Here's another thing. We've got to learn to move beyond our limiting beliefs. A lot of people I meet do not believe they can do great things. But the greatest limitations people experience that people place on their lives are usually the ones they impose on themselves. Charles Schwab said this. He said, when a man has put a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. There's a book I recommend. I'll put it in the show notes. It's called The Success Principles. It's by Jack Canfield, popular book. And in it, he offers a solution to self-limiting thinking. He recommends four steps to transform limiting beliefs into empowering beliefs. Number one, identify a limiting belief that you want to change. That's where it starts. Number two, determine how the belief limits you. Number three, decide how you want to be, how you want to act, or how you want to feel. And number four, create a turnaround statement. I like that. That affirms or gives you permission to be, act, or feel in this new manner. We have got to understand that God has called us to add value to other people. This is the crux of life and leadership and ministry. We add value to people. If you think this is all about you, then you are going to be very frustrated in your life. It is hard to feel bad about yourself when you're doing something good for somebody else. Here's another point I want to make. Do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. Now, I've discovered that one of the best ways for me to build self-esteem is to do what is right. It gives you a strong sense of satisfaction. When you don't do what is right, you struggle with guilt, which makes you feel bad about yourself, or you lie to yourself, or you try to convince yourself that your actions weren't wrong, or that's not really that important. That does harm to you as a person. It does harm to your value, to your self-esteem. Being true to yourself and your values is such a tremendous self-esteem builder. Every time you take action that builds your character, you become stronger as a person. The harder the task, the greater the character builder. So what are you saying in the final moments of this episode? Number one, practice a small discipline daily in a specific area of your life. Celebrate small victories. Embrace a positive vision for your life based on what you value. Practice one-word strategies. Just practice. Say something positive. Finally, take responsibility for your life. You were called to make a difference. I was called to make a difference. I can't let anything limit me. I can't let your opinion. I can't let someone. I posted a video on YouTube just the other day, and somebody made a comment. Number one, they called me old, said, hey, old gentleman, I don't like the way you're saying this. It's annoying. I could let that limit me. I could say, oh, I'm never going to post another video on YouTube again. Or I can say, man, that person's got a problem. Maybe I do need, I'm going to examine myself. Did I do something that maybe was annoying? I'll check that first. If not, that's their opinion. I got to move on. There's too many good things to do. There's too many great places to go. There's so much awaiting every single one of us. Let's get up and get to moving. Don't limit yourself. You've got too much to offer our world. You are important. You are powerful. You are anointed. Yes, you have a God, divine, orchestrated destiny that only you can fulfill. What are you waiting on? The world's waiting on you. Come on. Do it. Go for it. Take a look deep, find out what's limiting you, and go after it. Thank you so much for listening today. Remember, go to youtube.com/@DarrenSargentLeadership, unless you're already there. Go to the links about the podcast, the Marriage Matters podcast. Help us out. Send in ideas. Let us know what you think. Thanks for tuning in. So glad you've joined us. Have a great day. And remember, you have what it takes to be an overcomer. Have a great day.